WMFO Medford, streaming on Bumblebee Radio, 11:04 in the morning. Mike, what are you doing? It's after 11 a.m. It's because my friend Kirsten is here, and she said, can you play a couple extra songs while I like get my blink together?
Exactly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So appreciated. And I have to say, that song really put me in the right headspace. Get rhythm when you've got the blues, because I had a little accident earlier this morning, so I'm a little shooken up, but
you are.
And I had the blues, but I got rhythm. And you don't know this, Mike. I'm going to tell you a little something, but do you need to say what you played first before I tell you my story?
I was going to do that. As you alluded to, NRBQ, a great little recording back in 1978 called At Yankee Stadium. That was indeed Get Rhythm. And Tad Overbaugh, a local great artist here. His latest is Father From Near. That's the record. And July. Well, it's July, so I played that.
We just saw Tad Overbaugh playing at the Midway, and then the Midway tonight. There's a fabulous show. So,
yeah, we were talking about it all morning.
Yeah, so that's great, and really great to see musicians sitting in here. I wanted to tell you, because I don't think you know this, although maybe you heard it, is speaking of the blues, you introduced me to a fabulous, fabulous blues musician,
Ooh.
Peter Parcheck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Peter Parcheck has an event coming up at the Fallout Shelter in Norwood. I've never been there before, but every musician
place.
That I've talked to who has played there just really touts it. So anyways, I have the opportunity to interview Peter tomorrow on Mark Skin Radio from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And
it's markskinradio.com.
It's markskinradio.com from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. And I'm really excited about this discussion because I really would like to know a little bit more about Peter's process. He also does these posts on Facebook about musicians and where is he getting his material? Where is he getting his incentive? Where is he, you know, it's such a labor of love. And then I want to hear about his new recording coming out.
Yep.
So Most of the Time is what it is titled. There's one single that has dropped called Twistify.
I played it last week.
There you go. So you know all this stuff.
Yep.
I don't know if you knew that he's going to be on Mark Skin Radio with me tomorrow.
I did, just because I saw your post. Is that cheating?
No. It's sharing information.
I'll tell you a story about Peter before we get your first song on. A couple of years ago, me and Mike Stewart decided we would, you know, because we had him on the radio here, we said, we'll take him out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter is he's such a nice dude, and he wouldn't say anything even if he should say something. So we decided we'd take him out for, you know, North Shore roast beef. A nice roast beef sandwich. So he came with us. Right?
Oh, I see where this is going.
So he came with us, and we sat and we ordered. And he said, "No, I'm good. I'm really not too hungry." So we're sitting there slobbering our roast beefs, and he goes, "I'm going to tell you guys something." And what? He goes, "I'm a vegetarian." I said, "Why didn't you mention it? We wouldn't take you to guest roast beef." But that's Peter.
Yes.
You know, he's such a nice guy.
He is
and
such a
talented
nice guy.
Beyond belief.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of talented, this is a duo that I am learning more and more about, Muddy Ruckus. And they are a duo. And I actually have a set of duos because I think it's really just a beautiful listening sound to have these harmonies and sharing of microphone or, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to pretend to know that I know something I don't know. I just really like the experience of the male-female duo.
Sure.
And so I have a song here by Muddy Ruckus. They are going to be at the Lizard Lounge in August, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay.
But maybe I should stop talking and play their song. How's that?
Stick around, everybody. Kirsten's up next with Something About the Women.
All the time, holes in the mind of all that smolder, banished to convalescent mind, ghost of a hand there is to offer, slipping like sand and blood and fire. Thank you. suffering and life. End of our suffering and life.
Okay, well, once again, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. We are WMFO.org on the internets. This show is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I co-host this show with Jane and with Sue. I'm really happy to be here. And so, as I mentioned, I wanted to start out with this amazing song by Muddy Ruckus. And I'm going to go into some more duet type music for this set of music. So why don't I go ahead and do that, and then I'll circle back and let you know if any of these musicians are playing locally in the near future, or kind of who's involved, or a little bit of intel. How does that sound? So let's go on with some music.
Shall hold each other again with the return of three new moons when the days grow old and the night gets cold. Do you think about me? Could it save your soul? Darling, here I am. You know. Hit by a storm, seen waves about a mile high. Seems that we've been swallowed by the sea, never again to see the sky. When the days grow long and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could it save your soul? Somewhere beyond the grave. Been searching for so long, I've been dying to see you. I've been running in circles, I've been running to meet you. See your ghost fly through the air, beneath the winter stars so bright. Takes an orange glow, that's where our souls ignite. When the days grow long and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could it save your soul? Darling, here I am.
slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. And life won't come.
I feel bucks in my pockets and a devil on my back. Rocks in my pockets and a devil on my back. You won't
okay, well, I'm just buzzing through this set of duets, and I hope that you like my selections. I'm just really enjoying listening to this combination of voices and supporting these musicians whenever they are out there. I know I said I was going to let you know when each and every one of them is playing, but I was not able to. I was not that efficient. So I will come back to Muddy Ruckus because I do have a little intel there. I started with their Suffering and Light, and that is from the recording Suffering and Light, or recorded as a single. Sweet Wednesday, Days Grow Long, that is from the recording Escaping from the Pale Moonlight, and that is Lisa and Dave, who, when they are out and they play this song, it's really become an audience participation song. So it is really just joyful and fun and lovely to be a part of that audience. Colvin and Earl, Ruby Tuesday, from the recording Colvin and Earl, and they have some tagline that is something like 4 addictions, 3 divorces, something or other. They have gone through life and life's challenges, and they have come out with this beautiful recording. Steve Earl wanted to make sure that Sean Colvin's name went first on the title of their recording, as well as when referencing them. So I so appreciate that. And yeah, after that, The Lied To's Sleep In from the recording The Lied To's, and ended up there with some David Rollins and Gillian Welch. Gillian Welch and David Rollins, who I did have the pleasure of seeing at Prescott Park over in Portsmouth one summer, and that was just really a lovely, lovely event. What I played was Good Till Now from Hell Among the Yearlings, and that show, it kept threatening rain, and so it would get overcast, and they would be in the middle of the song, and some raindrops would come down, and then by the end of the song, it would stop, and they would warn us, well, you know, if it gets any worse, we're going to have to leave, and that just happened a couple of times. And they never left. So, I mean, they eventually did because the show was over, but it was really just an amazing event. And if you ever have a chance to go up there, it's such a civilized crowd. It's on the water. They have a lovely little snack bar with containers and stuff that you can either pay for and take home or return to them because they are reused, which is, you know, they've been doing that for a long time. And I so appreciate that. I want to go back to Muddy Ruckus. They're a group that I'm just getting to know. And we've got Erica Stahl on Suitcase Kick Drums and Ryan Flaherty on guitar. And I think my other interest there is I will make good on this promise, is at some point I would like to do a two-hour Something About the Women featuring bands with women on drums. I just think that, you know, they're in the back there and they are just a crucial part of the band. And I would really like to highlight all those musicians who sit at the drums. Sometimes they join in on vocals and sometimes they don't. So, yeah, there's that. Okay, I do have another song to play. And this I want to mention as well is Hummingbird Syndicate, because Lynn Shipley is going to be on air with me next week. So not next week, in 2 weeks, on July 25th. So I really want to play something by Hummingbird Syndicate and tell you a little bit more about that event coming up. Here we go. Some more music.
I saw an angel on the Delta, along the river's edge. Her iridescent silver wings lay broken on the ledge. She thrust her torch up to the heavens as if to light the way for the river gods of rescue to find her where she lay. Some rivers wander easy, some rivers won't be tamed. Their waterfalls cascading over wounds that can't be named. In the river's deepest water,
out her hand. Hey, it's Lynn Shipley here from Hummingbird Syndicate. Join me on WMFO's Something About the Women with host Kirsten Chervinsky, Saturday, July 25th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We love WMFO for their unwavering support of local music. Tune in to hear some brand new songs and some deep cuts. Spin your virtual dial to 91.5 FM, WMFO Freeform Radio.
That's not- So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Yes, if you are considering adding a fur baby to your family, please consider adopting. You can go on to Pet Finder and find all kinds of rescue organizations in your vicinity, and they need homes, and rescue pets make the best pets. They truly do. Okay, well, once again, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Something About the Women. And my name is Kirsten, so I will continue playing some music here. It is a super quiet day on the Tufts campus. I was able to walk here through the campus, and it is warm out, not as warm as it has been. There are enough trees on campus that make it a lovely, shady walk, and it's a joy and delight to be here, and so grateful that Tufts allows community members to come in and spin these tunes. Something About the Women has been here for a minute, so we... Rumor has it that WMFO board might be giving us a plaque. That would be really cool, right? So anyways, I started this set with Hummingbird Syndicate. And as I mentioned, Lynn Shipley is going to be coming on mic with me in 2 weeks on July 25th. So I'm really looking forward to that. It will be a very lovely conversation and hear about Lynn's musical history, who all she's collaborated with, some information on Hummingbird Syndicate itself. She has a history of the women's music collective and cooperative in Indiana. And, you know, she has thoughts about Fleetwood Mac and was already musical when they first came on the scene. So that is, she's slightly older than I am. And so when I started listening to Fleetwood Mac, they were already kind of established. And I think I didn't have quite the awareness of how important that was to have these two fabulous women front and center. Well, Fleetwood Mac as we know it, not where they started from. So, you know, talking rumors and stuff like that. So anyways, it'll be really interesting to hear what Lynn has to say and really looking forward to hosting her here. It's no small feat for any musician to come in here. So it was just a joy and delight to see the musicians here hanging out with Mike Newman, Holly, I know from Galaxy Cake, and I'm afraid the other gentleman I am not familiar with, and I was busy in urgent care, so I was not able to do any intel, but always, always lovely to meet the musicians that Mike so graciously hosts and sets a good example for the rest of us. So after Hummingbird Syndicate, that again was Some Rivers from Sound Plus Light, Japanese Breakfast, an ambient piece, Planetary Ambience, and then Into Soft Sounds from Another Planet, which is the title track from that 2017 recording. After that, Snail Mail, Pristine is the title of the song from the recording Lush. That is put out by Matador Records, and have been following Snail Mail for a little while now. So really enjoy going back to that particular recording, though. Mitski, Jobless Monday from Bury Me at Makeout Creek. So we're kind of in this moody little place, and I think that nothing would work better than maybe some Big Thief.
Chilled in the kitchen of a city tune, the light would flicker like a violent wound. The night was thicker than a smoky fume, and lies awaited in the room. Then he loved her like he loved no one, the way she laughed and held a smoking gun. The way she always said what's done is done, and he is not the only one. Love is a gentle thing, yours is thicker than a velvet.
dream, it constantly seems like there's no light at the end of my tunnel. False dreams and promises, how do I get through? Tried to do the best I could. Loved you just like a girl should. So the two of us.